Highbridge Audio presents The Drunken Botanist by Amy Stewart. Read for you by Colleen Marlowe. Aperitif. The inspiration for this book came from a chance encounter at a convention of garden writers in Portland, Oregon. I was sitting in a hotel lobby with Scott Calhoun, an agave and cactus expert from Tucson. Somebody had just given him a bottle of Aviation, a fine locally made gin. "I'm not much of a gin drinker," he said. "I don't know what to do with this."
I knew what to do with it.
"I've got a drink recipe that will make you love gin," I said. He looked doubtful, but I continued. "We're going to need fresh jalapenos, some cilantro, a few cherry tomatoes."
"Stop," he said. "That's enough. I'm in."
No one from Tucson can resist a jalapeno-based cocktail. We spent the afternoon running around Portland, gathering our ingredients. On the way, I subjected Scott to my rant on the many virtues of gin. "How can anyone with even a passing interest in botany not be fascinated by this stuff?" I said. "Look at the ingredients. Juniper, that's a conifer. Coriander, which is, of course, the fruit of a cilantro plant. All gins have citrus peel in them. This one has lavender buds, too. Gin is nothing but an alcohol extraction of all these crazy plants from around the world. Tree bark and leaves and seeds and flowers and fruit." We had arrived at the liquor store by then, and I was gesturing wildly at the shelves around us. "This is horticulture, and all of these bottles." I hunted for the ingredient I needed. Proper tonic water, made with actual cinchona bark, and real Saccharum officinarum, not that artificial junk. While Scott browsed the selection of bottled agave tequilana. He was in the habit of trekking into Mexico in search of rare agave and cactus, and he'd encountered many of his prized specimens coming out of the working end of a handmade Oaxacan.